God repeatedly defines Sabbath as day seven, not just in the first five books, all through the Bible. Matthew 15, 3-9, Jesus said, "Why do you transgress the commandment of God because of your tradition? Well, did Isaiah say in 29:13, in vain they worship me, teaching as if doctrine the commandments of men." Now, much history evidence shows that followers of Jesus kept day seven Sabbath, like God said, until 150 AD, when Romans killed the Jews, and so a non-Jew was selected head of the church. God begins Isaiah 56, a prophecy not yet happened, with this promise to all, including Gentiles, as we know through Romans 11, grafted in truth. Blessed is anyone who keeps from defiling the Sabbath and keeps his hand from doing any evil. Do not let Gentiles who have joined themselves to the Lord say, "The Lord has separated me from his people." To those who keep my Sabbaths and choose what pleases me and holds fast my covenant, I will give them an everlasting name. They will not be cut off. God rewards Sabbath keepers. Isaiah 56. God clearly says in Exodus 31:15-17, 6 days may work be done, but in the seventh is the Sabbath of rest, holy to the Lord. Whosoever doeth any work on the Sabbath day, he shall surely be put to death. It is a sign between me and my children forever.